This is in keeping with Section 10.1 of the Code of Conduct that requires public officials and employees of government to declare their assets. Over the past 6 years, government officials have not really declared their assets. The judiciary has been forthcoming, but the legislative and the executive members of those branches of government have not declared their assets. And so we thought it wise to issue this notice reminding outgoing officials to declare their assets before exiting office.
The question is, if these officials did not declare their assets for the past 6 years, why did you not make them do it?
Okay, so then new LACC right now is being headed by a new board of commissioners in keeping with the new LACC Act that came into law in 2022. The new board of commissioners took over in September of this year. We took over on September 18th, and part of our first 100 days activities includes the reminder for declaration of assets. I believe my predecessor made effort in that area. However, it doesn't hurt for us who have now taken over to again reach out to those officials to remind them. We are making the effort to reach out to public officials because now there's going to be a transition of government. We have new government coming in, and we have officials that will be exiting. So we believe that now is the time to reach out to exiting government officials to remind them to declare their assets.
Madam, did you say that it is the legislative and the executive branches of government that have not been forthcoming? If that is the case, then can we say that it's the entire Liberian government that has not been cooperating?
Well, we wouldn't say that it's the entire government, but what we do know is that the records before us shows that the legislative branch and the executive branch have really not been forthcoming. And even the judiciary, we still have individuals who have not declared. And so this is the reason why we are reaching out to all branches of government to proceed to the LACC by or before December 12th to declare.
What is the likelihood that these officials will heed your advice? And what powers do you have in case they do not heed your advice?
Thank you. So the new LACC Act has given the LACC the power to recommend sanctions to the legislature. We are taking steps to draw up sanctions. But meanwhile, the Code of Conduct also provides sanctions. We will also take note of the fact that after December 12th, we will compile a listing of violators and publish. We'll also reach out to them individually. We'll send out citations to them and reach out to them and give them that opportunity to declare. We have the power to cite individuals. We have the power to also recommend sanctions, and we have sanctions in keeping with the Code of Conduct. So we are going to make use of those sanctions that are available to us and enforce them against non-compliant public officials and employees of government who fail to declare.
Councillor Zhou, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.